Well, staying with Europe, the coronavirus appears to be circulating at a faster rate here in France, with health officials saying the indicators used for tracking the virus have clearly worsened in recent days. Now, on Wednesday, the latest government figures showed that over 2,500 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed in the previous 24 hours. That's the sharpest increase since May. And of the 600,000 tests carried out across the past week, over 11,600 came back positive. We can listen now to what France's health minister has been saying.
You can be assured that we're doing a lot of tests, 600,000 tests per week. We've now gone beyond 600,000. We have also made masks available. Many explanations have been given in order to help French people understand the epidemic. Everything we do today is so that we don't have to go back into lockdown. Schools will open at the beginning of term as planned, with a safe sanitary protocol in place. Businesses are up and running, and public transport has been running for several months with compulsory mask wearing.
Staying with the coronavirus, over France's northeastern border, the wearing of a face mask has now become compulsory in all public spaces in the Belgian capital. Over the last 7 days, a daily average of 50 cases per 100,000 residents has been recorded in Brussels, pushing it high up Europe's leaderboard of hardest hit cities. Up until now, the wearing of masks had only been obligatory in crowded public spaces and enclosed areas like shopping centres.